Unit 1, page 8. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. 70 points. Some useful tips before reading the text. Look at the title of the text. It may tell you what the text is about. Before reading the text, highlight names and numbers. Names are easy to recognize because they begin with a capital letter. If you are allowed to use a dictionary, look up a word you don't know and write its translation above the word in the text. If you are not using a dictionary, pay attention to the numbered words in the text and their meanings given in the glossary below. Read the text below and then answer questions 1 through 7. Dangerous distractions. How would you react if the driver next to you closed his eyes for a few seconds while driving? No doubt, you would scream in panic and alert the driver to the danger. But would you have the same reaction if you saw the driver texting while driving? After all, these two scenarios may lead to the same consequence. Using the phone while driving to receive and send text messages, to surf the net, or to follow your friends on Facebook or Instagram is a growing trend. Though drivers believe they can do all this without causing any harm, statistics prove the opposite. According to the Israeli police, 20% of road accident casualties result from the distraction of drivers who use their cell phones. Surprisingly, even the fact that young children are in the car doesn't deter their parents from this practice. Although heavy fines are imposed in such cases, people keep doing it. Experts tried to understand the root of the problem, but couldn't, since various reasons might lead to this behavior. According to a study conducted in the USA, both executives and employees said they didn't want to lose productivity. In this modern technological age, people are expected to react to messages without delay. Some users may suffer from FOMO, fear of missing out. They want to be connected at all times. Others admit they check their phones while driving simply because it's a habit. But is it possible that we have become addicted? When we hear the buzz of a message popping up, we can't resist checking our phones in spite of the danger involved. The lure of text messages is a lot like the appeal of slot machines, says David Greenfield, a professor at the University of Connecticut Medical School. It seems that many people find it difficult to overcome either of them. According to Professor Greenfield, the buzz of an incoming text message results in the release of dopamine, a chemical in the brain that generates excitement. This may explain the compulsion to use phones even when it is dangerous. If drivers are unable to overcome this addiction on their own, technology might come to their rescue. Several apps have been developed for this purpose. For example, one app reads messages aloud and sends an automatic response saying that you can't answer since you are driving. Another automatically locks the texting function while the car is moving. It seems that technology, which created the problem in the first place, might be able to help us deal with its effects.